Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 18th of July 2024. Today's topic is Joyful Heart. Our text today is taken from Psalm chapter 35 verses 9 through 16. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. Verse 12. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily, as one that minneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced, and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me, and cease not. Verse 16. With hypocritical mockers in feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Key verse. Psalm chapter 35 verse 9. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Although Larry was from a rich home and possessed a lot of toys, surprisingly, he was only happy when he gets new toys, gifts, and things happened the way he wanted. Most times he felt lonely, unhappy, and deserted. Unlike joy that comes from within, happiness comes from without. It comes when some nice things, not necessarily right things, happen, or when things go the way we want. Joy is greater than happiness. It is rooted in Christ and comes from within. Joyful heart does not mean laughing all the time or jumping up and down. It is there even when things are difficult. A child that is wrongly punished for accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior is joyful because he knows that Jesus will not leave him or forsake him. Do you want to have a joyful heart? It begins with turning away from sin and accepting and believing in Jesus as your Savior and Lord. To continue to have a joyful heart, you must look away from challenges and look up to Jesus with assurance that he is in control and that he cares for you. Prayer for today. Dear Father, please help me to look up to you in faith and look beyond temporary challenges. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 4 through 7. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.